on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 and time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Mark Beasley with a piece called 335, because that's how long it lasts. Mark was part of bass trio Rothko, but that was from his debut solo album Stateless, which is very much the musical realm we like to inhabit on Late Junction. Welcome. I'm Max Reinhardt, and here's the first track tonight from Natalie Merchant's recently released album Leave Your Sleep. It's been a firm favourite over this summer on Late Junction. On each track, she sets a poem to music, accompanied by a changing cast of musicians. This is Maggie and Millie and Molly and May, with lyrics based on the E.E. Cummings poem of the same name, complete with bass, guitar, drums and a string quartet, arranged by Stephen Barber.
Maggie and Millie and Molly. Went down to the beach one day to play. Maggie and Millie, Molly and May. went down to the beach one day to play. And Maggie discovered a shell that sang so sweetly she couldn't remember her trouble.
Thank you.
That was a medley of two tunes, Don Zuwu and Danse des Dons, by a duo called Pinlang, in which Taiwanese guzheng player Zhou Youping meets Julien Vieille, French axeman, which is to say someone who wields a mighty guitar rather than somebody who's a public executioner, but you probably realise that. It's from an unreleased demo that they sent to F Roots magazine, who wisely included the track on the fabulous free CD which comes with the current issue. Here's another transnational musical collaboration. The singers of Trio Zane met in Paris. Xantholo Thakavanu is from northern Greece. Gul Hajer Toruk from Istanbul. And Sandrine Manolezun, a Parisian, who fell under the spell of Bulgarian voices and moved to Sofia to acquire her art. This is Mirilogue of the Virgin, a combination of two laments of the Virgin, the first originating from Cyprus and the second from Asia Minor.
Αργό μέσα φυκραστέ μου της των Yeah.
musical poetry, in the form of Debussy's Clair de Lune, from his Sweet Bergamasque, which he was delighted to have transcribed for the harp. There it was played by Xavier de Maistre. Yet more poetry now, from the Louvin brothers, who were committed Baptists and often sang warnings against sin. On the other hand, brother Ira was shot 3 times in the back after he tried to strangle his third wife. Let's not judge too harshly. I suppose anybody can make a mistake. By the way, Ira died when a drunken driver hit his car. A warrant for Ira's own arrest on a drunken driving charge was awaiting delivery at the time. From their 1956 album Tragic Songs of Life, this is In the Pines.
Shiver when the cold wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that's made you treat me so? You've caused me to weep, you've caused me to moan, you've caused me to leave my home. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Shiver when the cold wind blows. Shiver when the cold wind blows.
Bye.
Sari Gellan, the Leon C Mix, by Roshi, featuring Pars Radio. Roshi writes on her MySpace site, from Iran via Swansea, Welsh-Iranian, Iranian-Welsh. I write, sing, perform original songs, sometimes by myself, but often with members of Pars Radio, a band made up of very special musicians who I get to perform with because I'm lucky. It's from the much-prized sampler CD Horses and Hangings, Homicide and Hellfire that Leon C Folk Festival released to advertise their events back in June. Sorry, I can't get to everything in time. That's my problem. Still, fingers crossed for next June's festival. Before that, El Ruiseñor's Alganati El Bulbul from the Al-Andalus project. They're essentially two bands, Lam de Foc from Valencia and the early music group Estamp from Munich. Their project is an evocation of three cultures, Muslim, Jewish and Christian, all originating from Al-Andalus, the name given to the Iberian Peninsula by the medieval Islamic Empire. Medieval music from France now, from the Notre Dame repertoire, Perrotin's Sederum Principes, sung by the Copenhagen-based women's ensemble Musica Ficta.
Thank you.
That was Musica Ficta performing Perrotin's Sederon Principes from the album with the oh-so-engaging title Seized by Sweet Desire, Singing Nuns and Ladies from the Cathedral to the Bedchamber, which makes it all sound rather like a carry-on movie about motet singers. There's an idea. More women singers coming up in a moment. The singers from Simonis performing Sutartinės, a traditional Lithuanian form in which each part functions as a live loop in the polyphony. We'll be hearing a rye-reaping sutartina, What Flows Through the Manor, followed by the ploughman's polka on fiddle and birch bark whistles, played by Juzos Ulba. And then it's back to the singers from Simonis for a haymaking sutartina, We'll Go Sisters. They were all recorded in the Aukštaitija region of Lithuania just before the Second World War. But first, another historic treat, recorded in Soho during the swinging 60s at an all-nighter, a jazz happening, which used to regularly happen at Ronnie Scott's second venue, The Old Place. Here's an Abdullah Ibrahim tune called Kippy, with Dudu Bukwana on alto sax, Bob Stuckey on Hammond organ, Phil Lee on guitar, and John Marshall on drums.
Thank you. years, baby. I cried for years, for too many years. You done had your fun. It's all over and done. Now I gotta run. You done had your fun. Ain't no use, ain't no use, ain't no use, daddy, ain't no use.
Tonight's Nina Simone tune, Ain't No Use. Written by her guitarist Rudy Stevenson, it's from her mid-60s album Pastel Blues. Though there was nothing really pastel about Nina's approach to music, or indeed life. Apparently, when she heard that her version of My Baby Just Cares For Me was roaring up the charts in the UK in the late 80s, she went round to her agent to find out where her royalties were. When she heard that her rights had been sold off 20 years before, I can't remember if it was a headbutt or a swing of her fist which hospitalised him, but when she walked out and slammed the door behind her, she left a crumpled and bloodied advisor in her wake. Which brings us to Sunny Days, of course. It's from the difficult-to-find Goodly Time album by Position Normal. The original edition from 2004 disappeared from the shops long ago, and there's a second edition around which you might be able to snaffle up if you're swift on your feet. Fortunately for me, Chris Bailiff, who personifies Position Normal, sent me this Japanese import CD. Sunny Days Indeed.
Sunny, sunny, sunny days with you.
skipped across the nutmeg grove, I skipped across the sea, but neither sun nor moon, my dear, has yet
to see a married woman the other day. Went in walking, I didn't come out that way. I won't do that no more. I won't do that no more. I'll tell everybody I won't do that no more. I didn't know that woman was lying when she said her husband worked all the time. I won't do that no more. I won't do that no more. I'm gonna tell everybody I won't do that no more. I saw a man when he hit his wife in his head. Said, don't you know that's a disgrace? Ain't gonna say that no more. I ain't gonna say that no more. I'll tell everybody I ain't gonna say that no more. I said, you great big bully, I'm surprised. Why don't you pick on someone your size? I ain't gonna say that no more. I ain't gonna say that no more. I'll tell everybody I ain't gonna say that no more. I got my car and was gonna drive to the bank. Dropped the match in the gasoline tank. I ain't gonna do that no more. I ain't gonna do that no more. I tell everybody I ain't gonna do that no more. A friend of mine said if you wanna raise and pay, go to the boss and have your say. And never listen to that no more. I never listen to that no more. I'm gonna tell everybody I never listen to that no more. I went to the boss, if you don't give me more jive, going out the door, ain't coming back. Never say that no more. I never say that no more. I tell everybody I never say that no more. I met a woman named Anna Wynn. She says on a diet, gonna get thin. I never listen to that no more. I never listen to that no more. I'm gonna tell everybody I never listen to that no more. I took her to dinner, you should have seen the text. I ain't through paying for that dinner yet. I'll never do that no more. I'll never do that no more. I tell everybody I'll never do that no more.
Blind Blake, recorded in May 1930 in Grafton, Wisconsin, with his seminal, intricate ragtime guitar style and a song which turns its face against all manner of bad behaviours once you've done them. Ain't gonna do that no more. Before that, tonight's final track from Natalie Merchant's epic album Leave Your Sleep, with a traditional British skipping rhyme for a lyric, The King of China's Daughter. I'm Max Reinhardt. You're listening to Lake Junction. You can check the Radio 3 webpages for a full listing of all tonight's music, or even listen again any time over the next 7 days. Here's a love song for a harvest night.
Because I'm still in.
Marcel Perez at the organ of the Church of Saint-François in Lausanne, playing Heliopolis from Contemplation, a work which was inspired by his study of the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. Before that, Neil Young with Harvest Moon, and I'm reliably informed by Samuel Hickling, who keeps Late Junction together, that the broom is played by Larry Cragg on that track. Thanks, Sam. And that brings us oh so close to the end of Late Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow night, but I'll leave you with Charles Dodge's Viola Elegy. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, a story of old has it that Bach's Goldberg Variations were commissioned from Bach from an insomniac count to while away the sleepless hours, a piece to be played to the count by his protégé keyboard player Johann Gottlieb Goldberg, who also happened to be Bach's pupil. But it's not true, apparently. Goldberg was Bach's pupil, but when Bach came to publish the Variations in 1742, the dedication was a general one to music lovers for the pleasure of their souls. There was no specific dedication to the person who commissioned them, the allegedly sleep-deprived count, and back then that would have been an unthinkable omission. Well, this is an arrangement for string trio of the Bach-Goldberg Variations, played by violinist Daishin Kashimoto, viola player Razvan Popovic, and cellist Bernhard Nauki Heidenborg.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.